It's time to watch TV from a different angle. Get your recommendations and examinations of television from thinkers who ensure zero spoilers until the vote's been cast. With all the clutter from which to choose on streaming, is the next big thing worth taking down from that shelf for your viewing pleasure? And after that, well, you can stick around for the analysis that ranges from the pointed to the absurd, from Southern thinkers out to destroy every Alabamian stereotype. Every Tuesday morning, Editor-in-Chief of the Alabama Tape, Blaine Duncan, is joined by Adam Morrow, Donovan Reinwald, and others to discuss, dissect, and dive into TV and streaming. And be sure to subscribe to the Alabama Take on YouTube as well, where on Wednesday evenings, the channel features Taking It Down on video with another television topic for that week. You deserve your time, so let Taking It Down help you decide.
Press, the podcast where two music fans pick a classic album completely at random. Using the patented random album generator, they are given an album to review from a curated list of over 1,000 classic releases, spanning multiple genres. And now onto the show. Here are your hosts, Jeremy Boyd and John Van Dyke.
Polyphonic Press. I'm Jeremy Boyd.
And I'm John Van Dyke.
And let's not waste any time. We've got the patented random album generator right in front of us here. So let's hit the button and see what album we're going to be listening to this week. And the album we're going to be listening to is William Orbit, Strange Cargo 3.
Okay, I have no idea.
Neither do I. Okay, so this is the third in the Strange Cargo.
I assumed that.
Trilogy. So, Strange Cargo 3, this is on allmusic.com. It says, the last and best of the Strange Cargo albums. 3 matches elegant sequencer trance and understated organic instruments, piano and guitar, with ethnic fusion and soft house rhythms. It's the only Strange Cargo record featuring vocals with Beth Orton, making an early appearance, more Earth Mother than neo-folky, on the beautiful ambient trance single Water from a Vine Leaf. Into the Paradise and The Story of Light are variations on the same form, while Orbit borrows from hip-hop and dub for Time to Get Wise, with the toasting of Divine Basham. While still tied to the 80s fourth world aesthetic of its predecessors on the Strange Cargo 3, Orbit begins moving toward a more completely electronic form of music in keeping with the productions of his Gorilla label. Okay.
Okay. So we're into electronica.
Yeah.
Then I'm guessing this is like 90s?
I think so. Let's see. Yeah, 1993.
Okay.
William Orbit, I want to know more about this guy. So this is from Wikipedia. He's an English musician and record producer who has sold over 200 million recordings worldwide of his own work, his production and songwriting work. He is a recipient of multiple Grammy Awards. I've never heard of this guy.
Nope.
So he's a English, electronic artist. Basically.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's a little bit outside of what we're used to. So, yeah, I guess we just never crossed.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what it's like.
Okay, so because this is 1993, it's not giving me like what was on side one or side two, but there's 12 songs. So we'll listen to the do 6 and 6. So it starts with the song Water from a Vine Leaf. And the first half ends with The Story of Light. And so this was released in 1993. The genres are electronic, world, house, ambient, trance, hip-hop, and dub. Released on Virgin Records and produced by himself, William Orbit. Okay, so here we go. Here is the first song on Strange Cargo 3 called Water from a Vine Leaf. Here we go. And ending the first half of the album with The Story of Light. It's a pretty long album.
It is a long album. The songs are, they're long. I can't say I'm not enjoying it though, but it's something for me to put on in the background because I find myself getting sort of lost in it. It's a little bit hard to pick things out in it. Although I have been sort of, when I do tune into it, I'm noticing little details and the way it's like constructed and the layers are built up and everything. It's actually kind of neat.
Yeah, I'm finding it extremely relaxing. And I agree. Like I'm not paying attention the whole time, but when I am, it's like, oh, that's a pretty cool groove with the bass and drums and like the layers of the, like just the ambient sounds. And yeah, it's just,
yeah, that synth bass, like even with that synth bass, which is like really, really low end. It's still somehow relaxing. I had to turn down my volume a little bit because it was actually starting to rumble.
I think this album, the first song, I really thought it kind of pulls you in. And it's just one of those things, like it pulls you in and it kind of puts you in this relaxing mood. It's like you can, like I found my first song really paying attention to everything. And then I just sort of let go of that and it just fell into it. It was really weird and very cool at the same time. Yeah. I don't know much to say about this, but 'cause it's like the layers of music and like, I guess because maybe it, honestly, probably because there's some vocals, but not much. And I think that's a big part of it is because the vocals really make you pay attention. And they say like, if you want to concentrate or relax, listen to music without vocals. And I think that's what this is doing. And, you know, I think this is, yeah, it's really, really cool. And
I think like, and I have to notice that even the vocals that are there, which aren't many, it's basically just a repeating phrase. They're using the vocals as like another instrument in the mix, as opposed to like trying to like convey a message or something like that. It's just another instrument, I guess, more so than you would use vocals in other settings.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It's the vocals are more like another sound rather than part of the song or the main focus of the song. Rather, it's just another instrument, another part of the soundscape. So yeah, really, really enjoying it. Really, I feel very relaxed. I don't feel anxious. Like I think I have a certain level of anxiety that I go about my day with, and that's kind of that I don't really notice, and I think that's kind of completely gone at the moment. I feel very relaxed.
Yeah, I don't know if it eliminated all the anxiety that I feel, but I'm not feeling a whole lot at the moment either. But I don't think I started with a lot either. So, but it definitely is relaxing.
All right, so let's move on to the second side of the album, and it starts with the song Gringacho Demento. So here we go. And ending the album with Water Babies. So, I mean, not much else to say. Really, I found myself getting lost, and yeah, I really enjoyed this. Not on an intellectual level, but just listening and feeling the music. I don't know quite what to say, because I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention to the actual music itself, which I should have been, but, you know, I think it's just really beautiful, and it's relaxing, and I really like this.
Yeah. It's noticed, like, each song has its own sort of, like, feel to it. I noticed that, where it's not like each song is like a repetition of the last one or anything like that. Although they definitely flow into each other really seamlessly. It's an interesting, playlist of just the way it's been put together. It's actually very well thought out album, very well put together. It's almost orchestral the way that it's been put together.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it almost feels like a soundtrack to a movie or something. Like, it's almost
a sci-fi movie.
A sci-fi movie, yeah. Yeah, lots of interesting sounds. Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and listen to it again, I think, but cuz it was it's
hard to concentrate on.
It is hard to concentrate on the actual music. Yeah. Which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I think
that might be partly what they're going for. It's definitely meant to sort of like create a mood more than get an idea across.
It's just, yeah, I wasn't really reading a whole lot about this guy, but I just, he seems like he has put out quite a few albums, and he's still going. The last one he put out was in 2022. William Orbit, yeah. I mean, and this, there's another one. There's Strange Cargo Hinterland, came out in 95. And so, yeah, like this guy, like I've never heard of this guy. The other cool thing about this, and I didn't know that, there was a VHS released, with the album, and seven of the 12 songs have videos, like music videos. So there's a visual element to the album as well, which that's kind of like, it wasn't just like the singles getting a video. It was like a companion piece to the music, so I'm curious about that too, to see the visuals. I'm sure it's probably up on YouTube, but it's weird because in 93 that people weren't really doing that kind of thing. I don't think people aren't really doing that kind of thing now. I mean, that's a pretty unique sort of.
Well, it's sort of to say, you can't say that like most musical artists don't do that, but if you go into like the art world, you'd probably see a lot of stuff kind of along those lines. So I think this is more along I think it's an art piece more than strictly a music project, although it's definitely that.
It's definitely that, yeah. And, fascinating me now. I want to learn more about this guy. And
I'm sort of interested to know what the other two Strange Cargo's talents sound like too.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm really,
I didn't know what to think when I was going into this.
Yeah, neither did I. Like, I didn't, when it came up on the generator, I'm like, who's William Orbit? Like, I'd never,
yeah.
I thought I knew everyone on the list, and I, so William Orbit's like, who's that? I've never heard of that. So it's like, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Well, we've come across a few artists that we weren't familiar
that
with.
That is true.
List.
Yeah.
So there's still a few on there, I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
And some of them might surprise you. I mean, I guess this wound up on a list for a good reason. So, you know, of its type of music, it is probably, you know, upper crust stuff. So
the inevitable question, would you listen to this again?
You know what? For the right mood, I probably would.
Yeah, me too.
I can't say like it's one of the things like I'd play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see myself putting this on.
Yeah.
Along with maybe trying the other ones if I want to be, you know, get into a zone of some sort.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to put on in the background if you're like it's perfect background
coding.
Music. If you're coding, yeah, or if
I don't code.
Doing anything, honestly. Yeah.
I was designing a car on a mobile app while this was going on.
See, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's just
for putting on and while you work, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean I guess we'll end the episode there. Thank you so much for listening if you made it this far. We want to hear from you whether you agree or disagree with our review of the album. You can always reach out to us by going to the contact page of our website, polyphonicpress.com. And while you're there, you can check out previous episodes. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that by going to buymeacoffee.com/polyphonicpress. It's really easy. You don't need to sign up for anything. All those links are in the show notes. And I think that just about does it. I'm Jeremy Boyd.
And I'm John Van Dyke.
Take it easy.